Today, Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, said that his security forces have killed the extremist Islamic gunman who attacked a luxury hotel complex and killed at least 14 people in Nairobi yesterday, a horrific attack. NPR's Eder Peralta is in Nairobi. And Eder, the pictures, the fear in people's eyes, it is just awful. You've just stepped out of a funeral for some of the victims. What's going on?
Yeah, so I am at the burial of Abdullah Dahir and Faisal Ahmed, two young Somali Kenyans who were killed in the attack. And under Muslim tradition, they have to be buried soon after their death. And hundreds of people are gathered here. They're mourning. Some of the women gathered along the edges are crying. Some of the men are hugging. And everyone is sad about two bright young men, one of them who had just gotten married, who are now gone.
Yeah, it's just terrible. This is, of course, reminiscent of the 2013 al-Shabaab attack on the Westgate Mall there in Nairobi. 67 were killed at that time. This group has been targeted by both Kenya and the U.S. What are you taking away from this attack? Is there a sense that they are as strong as ever?
This group is always a threat to Kenya. Kenya sends lots of forces into Somalia to fight them, and they have always said that they will continue to attack Kenya until Kenya pulls out of Somalia. Al-Shabaab still controls a huge part of Somalia. The Somalis will tell you that they've been degraded, they've been pushed out of Mogadishu. The Kenyans will tell you that, they have beefed up their security since Westgate and since the Garissa University attack, which left 150 people dead in 2015. So I think depending on who you talk to, they will tell you that indeed Al-Shabaab has been degraded, but they're obviously still capable of perpetrating horrific attacks.
What are people there saying?
They're in shock. In some ways, if you live here, something like this is always in the back of your head. In this hotel, there were two barriers before you got into an airport-style scanner. So Kenyans believed that they had taken steps to prevent some of this. And I've heard on the streets a lot of people say, here we are again.
And again, the pictures of the fear. And these are beautifully dressed people in an upscale neighborhood at the Dusit D2 hotel complex. Is there a sense of that as well, that this is the upscale, the educated, this is who's being attacked?
It mirrors Westgate. Westgate was or is a very upscale mall. And Al-Shabaab has often targeted Western targets. But here at this Dusit hotel, it's upscale, but it's also a cross-section of Kenya. Both the expats, there was one American who was killed, but also Kenyans and lots of Somalis, lots of Muslims who go there. And I spoke to one man, an older Muslim man, who said, look, I'm Muslim, I am Kenyan, and I am being hurt. He says he just can't make sense of what just happened.
Yeah. NPR's Eder Peralta, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.